one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you is because you're not your typical, you know, Samoan. A lot of people hear Samoan and they expect certain things. And I like to think that your arsenal is a little bit more technical and sure, like the savate kick. I mean, you throw a wicked ass, you know, savate kick. But, I mean, you do a lot of other different things. So let's just talk about, like, your style and where you draw influences from away from your Samoan heritage.
Yeah, as far as my in-ring style goes, I actually contribute some of that to when I was younger. I had studied Taekwondo martial arts at a very young age. I think I started around 6 or 7 years old, which not only helped with my athletic background, but it also, you know, made me gain knowledge of a lot of different striking and a lot of different strikes. So, you know, that was going to be incorporated in my style. And not only do I enjoy doing it, but I also enjoy watching it. You know, mm-hmm. when I'm out there, you know, watching wrestling or watching, you know, different guys go out there, you know, striking is a big part of the game, and I enjoy it. Obviously, you know, being a cruiserweight in my size, you know, high flying is always an option as well, and which I was always, you know, that was a very appealing part of wrestling to me, was, you know, that high flying style, sometimes that lucha style, you know, it was just very appealing to me. Whatever I enjoyed watching growing up, you know, I try to incorporate that into my style and make it my own. So, you know, if you combine the striking and the high flying and then that, you know, Samoan savage style that I can get down with many times, you know, that pretty much makes me.